Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, astoundingly healthy and darn sexy people. I don't know. I like that opening so much, but I'm thinking it's time to move on. I don't know. Give me your votes. It's a good way to start claiming the power of who we are before the show, though. Tis true, tis true. Hi, everybody. How's it going? Huh? I hope everybody said great. If not, why not? That's the question of the day, because what the channel wanted to talk about today is I accept that I am the creation of all my creation. And basically, nobody's doing it. Everybody knows it. Everybody studies it. Everybody gets the concept of it. But we are not doing it day to day, and to know and not to do is not yet to know. So they took me to Core Belief 25 because I said, well, why not? What do we need to get into alignment? When I am connected to the I am not safe. That's the core belief. Well, guys, you're already connected to the I am. You can't disconnect from the I am, because that's all there is. However, if you say you are disconnected, you will direct the energy of you to have that experience. But in truth, you can't ever be disconnected, because that's all there is the I am presence, which means the opportunity of taking energy and focusing it into the creative force that we desire it to be, from the creative force of who we are. And then they took me to Core Belief 42. This is pretty much why we're not breaking through and actually living it in our lives, because we have the belief that we have to struggle to conquer. So how many of you are calling today about struggling? How many of you are calling today to ask or to get information about how you can create something that you think you can't create? I guarantee you that you are then looking at that creation outside of yourself. My lovely, beautiful people that I adore, everything starts within you. Everything starts by knowing that you are truly a part of, and therefore are, the one. So put everything down. I'm going to take you through a little meditation here that, by the way, they just said they'd give me. So I'm hearing this first time along with you. Alrighty, so everybody take a deep breath and open your hearts, open your chakras, straighten your heart line. Take a deep breath, go to your love place. And so I just want you to visualize floating safely in the universe. You're just up there with all the stars and the galaxies, the one energy of which we all are, just a part of it all. I want you to look around. Look around and see all the planets. Look around and see passing by you all the things you want to create. All the money energy that's up there and the health energy. Because it's all a part of the one energy. And you're just up there a part of all of it. And when you can dive into that resonance and the oneness of everything, that's where all the creation starts. So just hang out with everything you want. Hang out with God. Hang out with the Christ energy, all the Buddha energy, all the masters. Hang out with all the answers, because all the answers of that universe are within you, because you're part of the universe. And for you, you are the universe of you. I want you to feel the freedom and feel the excitement and feel the oneness of everything you are and everything you are wanting to create. Good. Now you know you are creating it. That's the first step, being one with everything and knowing it. Everything you want is within you first. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, so it is. So what if creation was easy? What if it was just, oh, I think about it and there it is? Well, as you believe, it's delivered unto you. So what thought did you just have after I said that? Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. That's where you want to catch yourself in every moment. Okay, a lot of people that were attending Creation Station in person because of COVID issues are now doing it over Zoom. So we have four spots, four physical spots to attend at my house out here in Woodland Hills if you have been fully vaccinated. And Creation Station happens the first weekend in June, the 4th, 5th, and 6th of June. It is an amazing weekend. It's a life-changing weekend. It's $600, wow, for three full days and Friday night. If you're interested, email lauren@imdwallace.com. But you have to do it pretty soon because we're going to be closing everything. A lot of people just, you know, coming from Europe. And yes, they come from Europe for this training. Just felt like this year it was still going to be easier traveling if they did it over Zoom. Okay, guys. This webinar this week, I spent probably 5 hours just yesterday researching the history of racism. You just won't believe it. I didn't believe it. I understand it so much more about why it's in our DNA, why it's in our the water of our cells that carry memories. I want to thank Mary Bossy. She donated two gifts of the webinar in remembrance of my brother. Thank you, Mary. Those two have already been assigned by people, two people who have emailed me. You know, my brother marched with Martin Luther King, so he would be joyful and ecstatic that people who might not have been able to attend will be able to attend now. Thank you, Mary. And what the channel wants you to know is that it is totally possible to recreate this, but not without you. And I'm not saying a general you. They were saying without this community. So, you know, I never turn anybody away. I do expect some kind of monetary exchange, whatever you feel like you can do. But I don't turn anybody away. If you are called to really have a deeper understanding, and the channel wants you to know there's not a person on earth that does not hold racism within their energy. Now, that includes, because a lot of people think, go right to the African-American-white relationship. That includes the Asians, the Indians. Oh, my God, the Indians. Native Americans would be a more appropriate word. Really, anybody that is looked to be different than the governing white man. It's pretty crazy, guys. And if we are on the journey of being the greatest, most loving, most creative force on earth, this is one thing we have to address in our energy and in our the memory of ourselves and our water. So that's this Wednesday. You know where to sign up. IamDWallace.com. All right, we are going to the calls. Please have your questions ready. We're going to start with Miss Melinda in California. Hello, gorgeous, you're on.
Hey, Dee, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, good. Good morning, good morning. Okay, this is totally in the theme of the show, of course.
Of course.
Of course. So here's the deal. Up until COVID started, I was waiting tables, and I still have not gone back to the restaurant. I've decided I don't want to wait tables. That's done. I want to make a living as an artist, acting, teaching improv. So since February, I've been teaching improv on Zoom every Monday night. Yes, it's going great. Zoom, it definitely works. And I've booked two commercials.
Woohoo!
And yes, and I shoot my second one tomorrow. So, okay, so here's the deal. My first commercial was a national. I shot in February, and I'm thinking, wow, I am creating this stuff for me. And I get to set, and it was a very uncomfortable, funky experience, and the commercial did not air. So my question is, like, what was that? Am I fully in alignment with making a living as an artist, or does part of me still believe I need to wait tables to make ends meet?
That's not the right question. And the first thing I heard was, you are in alignment with making money as an artist, and you're not in alignment with making a big living as an artist.
Oh.
So you can do it a little at a time. You can create opportunities that don't come through. Now they want us to go to a core belief. Not this page. Mm. Hold on. Here. Well, see. Okay. So, Melinda, can you be the God that creates a really big, huge career?
Yes.
Okay. So now we go.
I feel like you're getting a no for that.
Well, that's where hold on, because this is a big lesson for everybody. That's where you're limiting yourself.
Right.
You're going, yes,
I
that's
laughing,
what
yeah.
I want, but I think I'm still creating this. So that brings your brain right back to the focus on the smaller stuff.
Okay.
Now look, Melinda studied with me in acting class, oh, so many years ago.
Yes.
Okay. We've been dealing with this ever since. You break through, mm-hmm. Melinda, and then you pull mm-hmm. yourself back. And
yes.
And if things fall out, guys, we're pulling ourselves back. If we walk our talk and believe what we teach in this community, mm-hmm. there's no other outs. Okay? You mm-hmm. have to know that you can be and are the God that creates a major career in this industry. Now, the channel is taking me all the way back to acting class when you were concerned about your height. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. What is it now, Melinda?
I think I still hide. Like, I'll tell them I'm 5'10" and not 6 feet tall. I still hide
okay.
a little bit.
Okay. So that represents I'm going in having a belief that I'm not enough and I'm not what you really want.
Right. Of course. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that means even when you move into the creation of something you want, it's got to be watered down or deflected in some way because it has to match that belief that I'm not what they want.
Okay.
So you've yeah, got to be what mm-hmm. you want, honey.
Yeah,
guys,
I've noticed that's come up. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you just spend time loving yourself and having compassion for yourself and accepting yourself for who you are? That's mm-hmm. where you want to spend your time. Do you mm-hmm. understand that until that is in place, all the actions you take will be compromised in some way?
Yes.
Okay. When I
yes.
say there's anything else, I get a no.
Okay, good.
But now, Melinda, I want to mm-hmm. know, are you going to take action around this every day of your life?
Yes.
Because if not, we're going to have this conversation next year.
I'm sure we will. No, yes, I am. Because I have been thinking a lot about I need to love myself, have compassion for myself. Your Mother's Day show really spoke to me about being my own mother and the mother of all my creations, the mother of my improv class, the mother of every short story I write, the mother of every self-tape and audition I create.
Yeah, and I've seen you do improv. You're brilliant.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any of my
thank
actors
you.
Out there that are looking for a really good, fun thing to do over Zoom with a good teacher, let me know. I'll hook you up with Melinda. All right, but that literally was the beginning lesson of everything today. Right there. We started it off with a bang. So thank you, darling.
Thank you, Dee.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to stay in California. Emily, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Wow. Hi, babe.
Wow, what an awesome start to the show.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. And following right in with that, I love the synchronicity when you said think about it, and there it is. Last week, the core belief that came in for me was when I'm connected to the I am, I'm not safe. So that
I've balanced
that, turned that around. So that second one, I get that there's a little something for me around not living it in my experience, and I would love to know what I need to fine-tune around money flow.
You've got to let go of the concept of struggle. And I get my big yes about that. Do you guys, it's not something that's even conscious in us. It is ingrained in ourselves. From time immemorial, we have had or been taught to believe that we have to struggle. And as we believe, it's delivered to us. So struggling can also be defined as I work really hard. So I got to look at myself right now. I just had to write down everything I had to accomplish, like I tell you to do, and take everything one step at a time. I have five major, and I mean really major, projects that have to get completed by the middle of June before I go back for my brother's memorial. And they're huge. Now, a lot of you think I just show up for the webinars. No, I research and I study and I spend hours with the channel that gives me information over the week before. But this racism one, I bet I have researched over 10 hours now. Because I know most of you aren't going to do that. So it's my duty to bring those things forward for you. Okay? And that can be deciphered as struggle if I go into the, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed and I'm so tired and I've got so much to do and I don't know how I'm going to get all this done, and right? Or if I get up and go, here's the list, I'm asking for time expansion, and boy have I been given it, and I know that I am easily and joyfully getting everything on this list done in a timely way, and I focus on what I have to focus on when I have to focus on it. That's a much different vibration than the struggle. So they want me to shut up now, Emily, and ask you, where are you struggling? What's the thought process around struggle?
It feels, I really resonated when you said it's not conscious. It's like in the cell bed.
Yeah.
It was the water I swam in growing up was
yep,
the struggle.
And I'm
my
going right
was
to your
very
mom.
Poor.
Yep.
Yeah. But, you know, grew up very poor in the mountains. Work was intermittent for my grandpa. My grandma had a highly educated, she was from Austria. And they met during the war, my grandparents. Anyway, so she
highly educated,
very different...
but she had to struggle to live, didn't she?
She had to struggle to live. She lived through the war there. And, you know, she was Austrian and was sent to college by Hitler and had to rivet airplanes in the summers.
Well, and do you understand so was... all our grandparents and parents grew up during wars?
Everybody's.
Every time we witness another shooting, every time we witness kids in cages, families in cages, every time we witness the inter-fighting within Congress. All those things subconsciously say to us, oh, see, there's a war. There's a war. You're in war. Because all those things. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Are you doing the racism thing?
I haven't signed up yet. I need to email you.
Well, dear God, if you do, wait till you hear the history of all this. It's
mind-boggling,
you guys. It is mind. I had no idea. Now I truly understand what systemic racism is. So now they want to give you a core belief, Emily. This page here. Yeah, I'll never be good enough, so I leave. Which means I'll never be good enough, so I'll thwart my creation somehow with struggle.
Mm.
Okay? We are all
yep.
good enough not to create wars anymore within ourselves. And again, everything starts within us. The harmony in Congress, the harmony in the Middle East, the harmony in all these shootings that are happening. Where is it within you that you get to address the fear and the struggle of being safe in this world? Because that's really what it's about, guys. Yeah. It's really about our struggle to maintain our safety in this world. And it's within every body, every piece of energy. And that's why the channel is saying it's got to, this community has to come forward and do what they know that how to do. Go ahead, Em.
Means is loving myself in every moment. And that through this conversation, I just felt a huge shift in energy.
Me too.
So that willingness to look at this has now already started a shift that will allow me to love myself in a deeper way.
That's a true statement.
Am I understanding it right?
That's a true statement. And the best way to do that is take a few moments and go up and do the meditation that they just gave us, which I had no idea what they were going to give me to take you through. But the oneness with all the wonderment. Oh, there's a great statement for you. I am the oneness with all the wonderment of the universe. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I can feel that.
Yes.
Let me say it again. I am the oneness. I am the oneness with the wonderment of the universe. Yeah, go ahead, Emily.
Before last, I was driving in the dark and on a dirt road, and this jackrabbit was just there. And so I was going real slow, but I slowed down and we just looked at each other and then he started hopping a little bit, you know, kind of in front of the car. And I just was like, drove a little bit and then he would hop a little bit in front of me. And I said in my head, oh my gosh, are we playing chase? Thank you for playing chase with me. But then, because it's so cute. I've seen bunnies, jackrabbits chase each other. And then what I heard in my head was no, because the words that came in when I first saw him and was staring into his eyes were, oh my goodness, I love you so much. The way you talk to the birds on your walk. I was talking to him like that.
Yeah.
And I said, is your burrow nearby? And so what I heard when I said, are we playing chase? I heard no. And I thought, oh no, I hope I'm not scaring him. And then I heard, no, he's showing you, he's leading you somewhere. And then what I heard was he wants to show you where his burrow is because I asked.
I get a yes on that, Emily. I get a yes on all of that. But do you see,
so,
what wonderful moments you gave yourself being in the oneness with that. Let me tell you, there was a crow on the walk yesterday when I was walking free, and that crow didn't dive bomb, but it came really down right in front of me and then would go up into a tree, and I'd walk a half a block and it'd come down and go in front of me and go up into the tree, and I'd walk, and then I was playing ball right after I got back with Freedom, and it came to the backyard. Now come on, that's communication. Yeah. And I just looked at it and I said, I know you're my brother. I know you're Denny screwing around with me and saying hi.
Yeah.
You know, but that's what I mean, is that oneness, really having time with that oneness of the universe. That's beautiful. I got to move
on.
And
that's the wonder of wonderment. I love you. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I love that too. Thank you, channel, for that one. All right, baby. Thank you. All right. We are going to Susie in Texas. Hi, baby. You're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm pretty amazing. I'm always good when I'm with you guys anyway. I just I get filled with the spirit of love when I'm with you. What's up?
We can feel it. Okay, so I've been getting some fear-based messages, and I'm feeling a bit of fear and anxiety. And so the messages I'm getting are, be ready, get your affairs in order. And then I woke up hearing the other day, are you going to evacuate your house? And so obviously I'm feeling a bit traumatized by this. I'm not getting further clarity around it. And
well,
so
where,
it's making
where do you
me
think
feel...
these messages are coming from?
Well, I honestly, it could be just old traumas coming up
yep.
to be released.
They're coming from within you, Susie.
Oh,
so I want you to think of it more on, no, this is part of our progress into the freedom from ourselves. This is what
yeah,
this, the
great.
Work is about, honey. Look, do I go into reaction every day? You bet. But I don't stay there very long. And that's what's important. So you are asking yourself if you are ready to evict that part of you that's in fear.
Okay. Oh, wow. I feel tearful on that. Yeah.
Okay. Now,
yeah.
I'm going right to your mom. Is your mom still alive?
Yes.
Okay.
And she's in fear a lot.
Yeah. Is she ill or?
She is, she's 83 and you wouldn't know it. But I do feel like her and my dad are passing fairly soon.
Yeah, they're getting ready is what I get. And
yes.
That's what you're picking up on.
Okay. I'm very, very connected with them. And my dad has been, I have been told very clearly that he's passing probably within the next few months. But anyways, and so he keeps coming in my dreams. And I'm like going, I think that I'm picking up so strongly on their energy and having a little bit of a challenge getting back into my power and my body and my environment.
Well, because they have, look, like a couple that's been together for 50 years,
they
define themselves as somebody with the other person.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Many of us are doing that with our parents. I for sure did that with my brother. I'm struggling. There's that word, see?
Yeah.
I am delving into exploring how much of a support system he always was for me in my life.
Yeah, I get it.
And ultimately, it's one of my final lessons about creating myself.
I really get that.
Yeah. So, again, death is a release not only for them, but for us, because we don't use their stories anymore, their limitations, their fears. We can just move into the acceptance and love for that relationship. When I say there's anything higher, I get a no, Susie. So don't push it away. Welcome in the exploration.
Okay.
And always go back to, I accept that I am the creation of all my creation. Because we're all kind of afraid to create ourselves without the limitations of the struggle and the fear.
I get that. I mean, I've been getting such confusing guidance, and I think it's because I've been so tapped into them and what's going on. And so I'm like,
the fear
going,
of their loss. Yeah, the fear of their loss, Susie.
Yeah.
Because it defines you.
Yeah.
You know, you are their daughter. Well, that's not ever going to change.
Yeah.
But oftentimes, guys, people and pets leave so that we move into our own empowerment. And if any of you have listened to my own past life regression with Dolores Cannon, it's free on the homepage of the website, you will hear those very words. When Dolores asked my father why he left me so early, it's something to the effect, so that she could move into her own power.
Oh, I'm so glad you shared that, because I've been getting past life and history repeating itself. And so I am going to listen to that, because I think it may trigger some memories.
Yeah, it's very powerful, guys. The message, you can see why I teach today what I teach, partly because of that past life regression that she did with me. All right, baby. Thank you.
I love it. Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
All righty, Miss Alberta. What's up?
Oh, hi, Dee. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
And thank you for sharing the meditation. I woke up last night with severe pain in my right leg and on the thigh, and I'm curious what that's all about. Is it?
Well, there is a physical cause. It's nothing overly dramatic or anything. But they are suggesting, do you have a chiropractor or an osteopath?
I do not, but I can look into one. I have an acupuncture, which and he's very good.
He opens you up, but he doesn't really adjust it, and that's what you need.
Okay.
There's something in your lower back that needs to be adjusted that's affecting your leg. But energetically, and I'm not a doctor, guys, energetically, your right leg is about moving out into your power.
Absolutely.
So where are you stopping yourself from doing that?
I'm not sure on that, but you're absolutely right. I'm aware of that.
Okay, well, let's get clear about
I use the excuse, oh, it's COVID now, and I'll have to leave.
Everybody's used the excuse of COVID. But now we no longer have that excuse, guys. You don't have that excuse.
With the pain that I get in my knees, which has only happened in the last 4 or 5 days, it comes and goes on both kneecaps. Is that also associated with the lower back?
No. But it is energetically associated with you. All of it is associated with you walking forward in the power of you to do what you want to do. See, when I say you've committed to what you want to do, it goes right to no. So, guys, if you spend 5 years trying to pull a heavy tractor with a rope around your waist, and the tractor keeps holding you back, what's going to give out first?
Mm-hmm.
Your legs. Your legs.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's what we're doing to ourselves. You can't try and move forward while you're holding yourself back at the same time. And your body.
Which I'm doing, because I know I'm powerful.
I get a yes on that. But to know and not to do, Alberta, is not yet to know. That's why I'm saying you all know the premise of this work. You know now the premise of creation. You know what to do. You study it. You talk about it. You come on the show. You do the webinars. And you are not totally applying it in your own lives. You've got to do it now. Do you understand?
Absolutely. And it's just
okay.
Doing the breakthrough.
That's what it's about. Now, they're telling me to put out this information. I have to preface this by saying I have not tried these. So I am not recommending them. I am bringing you the information that a good friend of mine who had really horrible problems with her knees ordered these things called heaven patches over the internet or Facebook, I think. And she said she's got no pain in her knees now. Again, this is not a recommendation other than you check into it. They're all herbal, she said. Okay?
Okay. Are the knees
all
associated
right.
with the hip? With the hips as well? I think so, aren't they?
Well, honey, the hip bone's connected to the knee bone.
Yeah,
the knee bone's connected to the thigh bone, you know? So
yeah,
if you're holding yourself back, anything that's connected with you walking forward is going to come to your attention physically so you wake up. Okay?
Exactly.
All right, baby.
Thank you. And I thank you.
Yep. And I love you. And let me see. Hold on. All right, Paul.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Dee. Hi. I'm wonderfully amazed that you're talking about the intergenerational and the trauma. Just this week with my dad, I was getting some body work done, and all this intergenerational stuff came out, and I realized that's a really big part of what's been holding me back. And I'm really happy to know that, because I've been feeling that my whole life. So I'm doing the body work. I've got a workbook that I'm going to be going through, and I wanted to check in. This is going to be really important work for me, and I want to make sure I navigate it effectively and wonderfully.
Yeah, but no struggle, Paul. I'm starting to hear the struggle already.
Like it's supposed to be hard, right?
Yeah. No, it's not supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be easy flow.
Hmm.
And that's why, especially for you, I want you to practice being up there in that universe and one with it. Okay? And when you're up there, just I'm connected to the money. I'm connected to the success. I am the money. I am the success. I'm up here with all of it. I'm feeling the expanse of all of it, because that's where you have to create first, baby. Do you understand?
But don't I have to? But don't I see that? But don't I have to also unplug this, because this intergenerational? Because I don't.
No, because, all right, go back up to the universe, Paul. Close your eyes and just go up to the everything and be a part of it. Is there anything you have to get rid of there? Paul?
No. And the thought is there that, but my body's holding things in its cells.
And that's where you limit yourself. Your job is to get out of your minds, guys. It's not your job to figure out how all the creation happens. It's your job to know it is happening right now.
So I hang out in that space. I hang out with healing, with love flowing through my body and joy and wonderful health and release. And that'll take care of the body releasing. And
it'll take care of everything,
that.
Paul.
It'll
take care of
everything.
Because that's where everything is. You'll learn more about this in Creation Station. But this is our next great challenge, guys, is to learn to live in the space of love and creation itself. To actually know that we are the universe. Okay? You got your answer. Okay?
Paul, thank you.
You bet.
Yes.
Yeah, now I want you to spend some time hanging out there. Maria, this has been a great, great show for you if you listen and absorbed it all. What's your question?
I'm listening. I was trying to refigure out my question. I guess my biggest thing is still how to figure out how to forgive and how to let go more easily when I'm in the midst of all the pain and the reactivity.
Okay, so go up to the universe, Maria. Close your eyes. Open your heart because your heart's closed. Open your chakras. Straighten your heart line. Now, go up to the universe and just be a part of it. See all the galaxies hanging out with you. You're in the middle of all the brilliant, beautiful stars. You're up there with the moon. You're at one with everything. That's where you create it all, not from the pain and the struggle. When you're up there, being the universe, it's a true statement that you're free of all that stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you see, you don't have to try to get rid of anything, guys. You just have to choose to go to the place where it doesn't exist. And that place is within you. You understand?
To a degree.
Okay.
Then I have to.
Well, I don't want you to understand it then. I just want you to do it, Maria. Quit trying to understand it, because your mental mind always wants to take you back to what the problems are. Cannot solve the problems by focusing on the problems. And the channel wants to add that your body and its health and wellness will absolutely respond and heal itself.
Yeah.
All righty, you bet, baby. Now, look, they also gave me clarity on health and wellness. They said that health was pertinent to our physical bodies and that wellness pertained to our mental and psychological states. And that's why they ask us to claim that I am health and I am wellness, okay? Because the mental affects the physical affects the mental. We know that. So all of it has to be in alignment. All righty, let me see. We're going to, where have I been? Jean-Marie? Hi, baby.
Thank you. I want to thank everyone who brought all these questions forward and you in the channels, because they've been very enlightening to me while I'm listening.
Good.
I had an experience with a dream with my dad, and then I had a cardiologist call me this morning, and I think it's connected. And I want to, and the meditation has been incredible. So quick, the dream, dad came, and I immediately flew out of my body and went to him. And then I woke up from a sound sleep, standing up going, no. Like, it was like I was leaving and just going to leave my body and go with him into the spirit world and not come back. And I decided
wait a minute. The channel is saying, do you understand we all do that every night and you can always come back? You just aren't aware of it. And last night you were.
Okay, well, because I think I kind of got scared that I was dying and I just woke right up.
Yeah, you did. But they want you to know that you're just becoming more conscious of your energy. You've been doing this every night pretty much since the day you were born. And we always come back into embodiment. We go out to explore. A lot of psychologists will tell you that. Okay, keep going.
Okay, so then this morning I had the cardiologist call me and tell me that he thinks I have COVID in my heart, and that when I got the vaccine, the particles connected to the whatever's in the vaccine, and I am now manifesting pretty intense heart issues, and they want me to have a lot of tests. I'm having, you know, heart pain on exercise moving forward into the world. And cardio.
I want you to hear what you just said.
Oh, I'm reflecting back on what we just learned. I'm saying to myself, it's interesting, you know, I go for walks and I get stabbing heart pains. And you said that when we move forward into the world, you know, the struggle stuff. So I'm noticing I must be creating all this.
Okay,
so they want me to have all these tests, and I'm wondering if I do all these tests, is that focusing more on the fear, or is that going to create the health?
That's going to create the freedom, so you know there's nothing wrong. I'm not a doctor, but when I say you have COVID in your heart, is that the right question? Yes. It goes to no. I'm not a doctor. That doesn't mean we're getting all the information. I don't get messages or feelings or pictures of any alarm here.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you.
Hold on. Before you give me too much information, because we're coming to the end of the show, I want to know what the energetic cause of the heart pains are. Sheets, but give me a song, any song that pops in.
I Love You Truly.
Yeah. So where are you not loving yourself, Jean-Marie?
I think I'm very hard on myself.
Yep. Well, when we're hard on ourselves, is that a part of self-love to you?
No, I'm working on being better at the self-love part, but I blame myself for, oh, my God. You know something? I heard that when you were talking to Paul. I heard that, you know, blame. I heard the word blame,
yep.
And the person I'm blaming is me.
How's that working out for you?
Not at all.
It's literally hurting the heart of who you are to blame yourself and move out of self-love. I'm telling you guys, compassion and love for yourself. And that's what you feel when you're one with the universe. I want you all to get up every morning and go to the universe and say, today I am compassion and love for me. I love you, heart. I love you, hands. I love you, all my organs. I love my brain and my mind. I love who I am and everything about me. You have no idea how powerful that is. It is the most powerful force in the universe. Okay? Now, it is true, Sean Marie, that you will mentally and emotionally feel better if you have some of these tests so that you know you're okay. Okay?
Yep.
All
right. I was in the emergency ward, they sent me unexpectedly Thursday, and I sat there doing the I am that I am divine love, I am the God of me, and I create health. And I watched my heart stabilize, and I just kept laying there doing that, and then they just released me.
Yep.
At 2 a.m. in the morning with no way home.
Well, you
it's okay.
Got there,
I stayed outside
you?
And meditated till the cabs were running.
Yeah. See, the universe and you created a perfect time for you to have time with yourself where nothing else was going on. Now, you see, the fear and the struggle sometimes forces us into that place where we go, I can't do this anymore. My body is telling me I have to love myself. And that's where you're at. That's really where we're all at in different subjects. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. My God, what a show you guys brought forward today. We are a powerful community. Lord of mercy, let's say it together. And I mean, go to the universe. I love me. I love me. I really love me. And I love me even more. Because that, for sure, is what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.